Hi, everybody. This is Rick Warren, and welcome to Daily Hope. I hope you survived the big meal of Thanksgiving yesterday, and I hope that you're ready to move into the Christmas spirit as we go together through these holidays. I'm so glad you're here and joining us today. You know, the Bible teaches us that expressing our gratitude isn't to be a once-a-year event on Thanksgiving Day. It's to be a 365-day, around-the-clock attitude of gratitude. Now, developing this attitude of radical gratitude is one of the ways God develops our faith. You see, when things don't make sense and when we can't figure it all out, that's when our faith deepens the most. And when we choose to say, God, I know you're in control, and I know you love me, and I know that you can bring good out of this even when I don't understand it all. And I'm going to be thankful in this situation because you are bigger than all of my problems. God is growing your faith at that very moment. Anybody can thank God for good things, but if you can thank God even in the bad times, your faith will grow stronger and deeper. Now, how do you get that kind of deep faith? Well, the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing from the Word of God. So the more we look into God's Word, the deeper our faith grows. So let's get started on our study today.
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we bring you the second half of a special two-part Thanksgiving message called Radical Gratitude. It's taken from the book of Colossians. But just before that, you know, so many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal use or to share with a friend who needs to hear the message. And there are certain key messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick asked us to put together the very first ever collection of his most requested teachings. This very special 6-CD collection is sure to be a blessing to you, a family member, or a loved one. You can get your copy of the Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 1, right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. And now here's Pastor Rick with today's message.
Now, the Bible says that as believers, we are to live in a way, it says, live in a way that makes the truth about God attractive. You are to live in such a way that it makes the truth about God attractive. Do you do that? Do people look at you and go, man, I'd like to know more about the Bible? Do they look at your life and you are so winsome in your gratitude that people go, man, what gives with that person? She is always, she's never complaining, but she's always grateful. He's always being positive. He's always building people up. I'd like to be like that guy. Do you do that? How do you make the truth of God more attractive? By developing radical gratitude, the roots of gratitude. In fact, here's what the Bible says on the screen, Philippians 2. Do everything without complaining or arguing. So that, let's just stop there for a minute. Okay, let's just don't skip over that part. Do everything without arguing? Oh, come on. Do everything without complaining? Be serious. That's what God says to do. Friends, can I be honest with you as your pastor? There are some scriptures in the Bible that I don't understand and don't make sense. I don't have a problem with those. I just figure I'm not smart enough. My brain's too small. God knows what he's doing. And one day I'll get to heaven. God will explain why he did what he did. And it didn't make sense to me, but he said, do it this way. I don't have a problem with the parts of the Bible I don't understand. I have a problem with the parts I do understand. Like that verse. That's not like open to questions and conjecture. It's not like, well, that's your interpretation. When he says do everything without complaining and arguing, there's only one interpretation. Don't complain, don't argue. As a believer, you are never to complain or to argue. Holy guacamole. How in the world do you do that one? Okay. He says, if you do that, you will be so unusual in the world because everybody complains and everybody argues. You're going to make the truth of God attractive. It's a witness. He says, you will become blameless. You'll be blameless and pure. It'll show you're a child of God. without fault. He said, you'll be faultless, if you could do that, in a crooked and depraved generation, which is cynical and sarcastic and critical, in which you shine like stars in the universe. We sing that song, we will shine like stars in the universe because we're living for your glory. How do you live for God's glory? You don't complain and you don't argue, but you're grateful in every situation. That would change the world. That would bring millions of people to Christ. Not our protest signs, but our gratitude. And he says, that will be so... You see, Christians should be known for radical love, radical kindness, radical joy, radical gratitude. There's a word for that. It's called Christ-like. The problem is, we're not doing a very good job of this. We really aren't. This week, I read some depressing statistics, and In World Magazine, they did a survey nationally how Americans under 30 view evangelicals. Now, who's an evangelical? You are. An evangelical is not an evangelist. An evangelical is someone who believes the good news, that Jesus Christ died on the cross, paid for my sins, that by his grace I can go to heaven, my past can be forgiven, I get a home in heaven, purpose for living. That's an evangelical. You're an evangelical. It comes from the word evangel, which is the Greek word for good news. That's all it is. Somebody who believes the good news. So they did a survey how Americans under 30 view evangelicals. And here were the results. 85% said they're hypocritical. 78% of Americans said they're old-fashioned. 75% said they are too involved in politics. 72% said out of touch with reality. 70% said insensitive to others. And 68% said boring. We're not doing a very good job of representing Jesus. If that's what the world thinks of us, we're not doing a very good job. Why? Because we're not radically loving, radically kind, radically compassionate. We're really no different than anybody else. And what we need is a radical change in the way we act to be like Christ, to have those roots. And my goal, my desire, my dream, and I want you to be a part of this, is that they take this survey 10 years from now and they get a whole different list. And they go, you know, when I think of evangelicals, I think of those are the people who help you when everybody else walks out of your life. Those are the people who give you a second chance, like in Celebrate Recovery. Those are the people who they stand for the truth, but they share it in a loving way. You can disagree with somebody and still love them. Those are the people who are kind. They are generous to a fault. Those are the people who give you the shirt off their back. They're the people who act like Jesus. They care for the poor and the sick. They help educate the next generation. They do all the things that the peace plan does. That's what the church needs to be known for. Not for boring, negative, and all these other things. The Bible says this on the screen. There's a verse in Proverbs 11:11 says, good people bless and build up their city, but the wicked destroy it with their words. I want every member of Saddleback to be a good person, a righteous person. It says good people build up their city, but the wicked tear it down. They destroy it. How do you destroy a city with your words? Negativity, criticism, complaining, griping, all of those kind of things. And the Bible says good people build up their city. What if every person in our church family, what if we set a goal like this week? We said, I want everybody this week to 5 times a day express gratitude or appreciation to people in the city. I'm not talking about to other believers. I'm not talking about to your family. I'm talking about people in the grocery line. Man, I like the way you bagged those groceries. The post office person, the clerk. When you go do Christmas shopping and they're stressed out because the person in front of them was so cranky in front of you. What if every one of us in our church said, we're going to be radically grateful during this Christmas season. And five times a day in the community this next week, I'm going to tell five people, you know, I'm just grateful for what you did. Thank you for the way you did that. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your help. Just expressing thank you. That would equal, if we did it every day for a week, that would equal over 1 million impressions in our community. Do you think that would change the climate and atmosphere? Absolutely. We, this one church, could change the atmosphere of Southern California. If we, everybody, five times a day expressed great gratitude to somebody in the community, not a believer, every day for a month, it'd be about 30 million impressions. That would radically change the atmosphere this Christmas in our community. You can bless people just by being grateful. You know, one of the ways you can say is, you know, I thank God for you. Now, you better be genuine. You better have a reason for it. Think it through. But one of the ways you can bless people is say, you know what? God has really gifted you. You're good at, I don't know how you do this, the way you close deals. I don't know how the way you wrap packages. I don't know how you do this, the way you, you know, give my dog a bath. Or I don't know, whatever it is. Whatever. You know, you just be grateful. And if you become a radically grateful person, you're going to start building roots in your life that's going to make you stand through the toughest things of the next decade.
That's Rick Warren with just a portion of today's special Thanksgiving message called Radical Gratitude. There's more great teaching coming right up, so stay with us.
So many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal use and to share with their friends. There are a few key messages that are so transformational that people request them over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick has asked us to put together the first ever collection of six of his most life-changing teachings. They include Winning with the Hand You're Dealt, The Amazing Power of Forgiveness, The Skills of Leadership, When Your World Collapses, How Can I Know God's Will? And as an added blessing, Rick and Kay's personal testimony following the tragic loss of their youngest son. This very special 6-CD collection is sure to be a powerful source of inspiration for you, a family member, or a loved one. It's yours when you support this broadcast ministry today with a financial gift. Get your copy of the most requested sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 1, right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. Or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you have a smartphone or tablet, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. When you support Daily Hope, you help bring the hope found in God's Word to people all around the world. Thanks so much for your prayers and your support.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
You can bless people just by being grateful. You know, one of the ways you can say is, you know, I thank God for you. Now, you better be genuine. You better have a reason for it. Think it through. But one of the ways you can bless people is say, you know what? God has really gifted you. You're good at, I don't know how you do this, the way you close deals. I don't know how the way you wrap packages. I don't know how you do this, the way you, you know, give my dog a bath. Or I don't know, whatever it is. Whatever. You know, you just be grateful. And if you become a radically grateful person, you're going to start building roots in your life that's going to make you stand through the toughest things of the next decade. Now, the way God wired the universe, I love God. He's so cool. The way he has wired the universe is that when you give out and you help other people by showing appreciation and gratitude, God makes sure you always get back blessed more in return. And there are four personal benefits you get from developing radical gratitude. Would you write these down? These are the four things that will happen. If you will show gratitude in every circumstance, four things will happen in your life. Number one, first benefit, it keeps me in God's will. You won't have to doubt whether you're in God's will or not. If you're giving thanks to God in every situation, you are in the center of God's will. You don't have to doubt. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to question. Giving thanks to God is not and to others is not a duty. It's a privilege. And the alternative is disobedience. This keeps you in God's will. Number two, it makes me better, not bitter. Particularly when times are tough. If you'll learn to have the attitude of gratitude in every situation, no matter what happens, you say, God, I'm going to give thanks in this situation. It will make you better, not bitter. Now, every one of us here and in all of the Saddlebacks and all the different venues, every one of you have an excuse to be bitter. I didn't say a reason. I said, you got an excuse. Because we've all been hurt. We've all had difficulties. All things haven't gone the way we wanted them to. And you could get bitter. But you don't want to be bitter. You want to be better. So you need to be grateful instead of bitter that God can bring good out of it. Now, let me tell you something. 33 days left before we start the new decade. Do not take any grudge of the last decade into the next. That's stupid. It's dumb. It's foolish. Whoever you're holding a grudge against, whoever you still resent, whoever you haven't forgiven, you let it go now because you don't want to take last decade's grudge into tomorrow. That's foolish because at the end of the next decade, you'll just be more bitter person than you are now. Whoever has hurt you, whoever has harmed you, you need to let it go. You need to forgive them, not because they deserve it. You didn't deserve God's forgiveness. Let it go so you can get on with a clean slate. Do not take yesterday's grudges into tomorrow's decade. I beg you as your friend and pastor. Number three, third benefit of radical gratitude is it defeats the devil. You say, how does that work? Well, let me explain it. It defeats the devil because the devil loves to mess you up. Now, the devil's got your number. And what he likes to do is to get you angry, get you upset, get you irritated. He likes to get you depressed, discouraged. He likes to get you jealous, envious, greedy, lustful. He likes to do all these different things. And he knows your buttons. And so he has figured you out. And he knows that if he can just push this button, you'll get angry, you'll get irritated, you'll lose your joy, you'll lose your peace, you'll lose your love, you'll lose your connection with God. And so he pushes that button. Now, what Satan does not like to do, he hates for you to do, is to thank God. He can't stand to hear you thank God. He can't stand to hear you praise God. So when you, if he does something in your life and you thank God in it, it gets him off his game. Because his idea is, I'm going to do this, push this button, and it'll make them irritated. But if I push this button, and every time I push this button, they just say, well, I'm going to thank God in this situation. He's going to stop doing it. Does this make sense? You see, it's like Pavlov's response. If you keep doing something and he keeps getting a result from it, he'll keep doing it. And if there's somebody in your life who irritates you and he knows that, he'll just keep bringing that person into your life and irritate you and irritate you and irritate you. Because, got him, that one works. Well, let's do that one again. But if every time that person starts to irritate you, you go, oh, God, I thank you in this irritation. I'm just so grateful for you because I know that even in this, you can teach me patience. You can teach me love. I can learn that this isn't that big a deal. I can learn it's not about me. I can learn to be more unselfish. I can give you 100 reasons that I can learn from this situation. Now, this is not our normal response. Okay, friends, I have ADD, which means you can be scatterbrained. It also means you can be intensely focused. And when I get intensely focused on a project and somebody interrupts me, I don't naturally say, oh, thank God for this interruption. I'm just not that way. Or when somebody irritates me, oh, man, I love this irritation. Bring it on. But here's the thing. If you can learn to thank God in everything in your life, you just shut out the devil. He starts irritating you over here and you go, I'm just not going to let that bother me anymore. I'm just going to go, Lord, instead of being irritated by that person, I'm going to pray for that person. I'm going to thank God for that person. I'm going to thank God for you, and I'm going to thank God for the lesson of learning. Satan has to move to Project B. He starts trying to irritate you, get your goat. get you to lose your joy here. Lord, I'm going to thank you in this situation. So he starts moving over here. Lord, I'm going to thank you in this. If you learn to thank God in everything, you develop basically a wall of thanksgiving, a wall of praise around you that frustrates the devil no end. Because he can't get at you. Because no matter what he does, you're not getting ticked anymore. You're just going, thank you, God. I don't know why this is happening. I don't like it, but I'm going to trust you and I thank you. And you praise God in every situation, and there's no way for him to get at you. And it defeats the devil. Number four, the fourth benefit is it causes miracles. Gratitude is the source of miracles. It is the cause of miracles. Why? Because faith is thanking God in advance. Now listen real closely. When God does something for me and I thank God for it after it's happened, that's called gratitude. When I thank God for an answer to prayer before I get it, that's called faith. Faith is thanking God in advance. In other words, the Bible says in the book of Mark, where Jesus said, when ye pray, believe that ye have received it and ye shall have it. What does that mean? You said, I got to believe I got it in order to get it. Yep. That's called faith. So what you do is you ask once and then you just keep thanking God in advance. God, you know what I need. I need a new job. And now you don't just keep saying, by the way, God, I need to remind you, I need a new job. God, I need a job. Hello. No, God heard it the first time. Faith is thanking God in advance. Say, God, remember I asked for a job a month ago? Thank you that the answer is on its way. I don't see it. I don't know where it's coming from, but I thank you that it's on the way. You turned off one faucet, you can turn on another just as easily. And so, God, I'm thanking you in advance. That is the source of miracles. Faith is thanking God in advance for the answer to the prayer before you get it. When you start doing this, you're moving to a new level of maturity. You're moving to deeper spiritual roots. Now, some of you have lost your joy, and you're not as close to God as you used to be. And I invite you to join me on a radical journey, the journey of deeper Christian roots.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions that we didn't have time for today, simply go to rickwarren.org, where you can listen online anytime. You can also download the Daily Hope podcast to your device and listen on the go. Rick's going to be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. Just before that, you know, so many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal use and to share with their friends. There are certain key messages that are asked for over and over again. And that's why Pastor Rick has asked us to put together the very first ever collection of his most requested teachings. Titles include Winning with the Hand You're Dealt, The Amazing Power of Forgiveness, The Skills of Leadership, When Your World Collapses, How Can I Know God's Will, and as an added blessing, Rick and Kay's Testimony Following the Tragic Loss of Their Son Matthew. This very special 6-CD collection is sure to be a powerful source of inspiration for you, a family member, or a loved one. And it's yours when you support this broadcast ministry today with a financial gift. Get your copy of the Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 1, right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. Or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. Thanks so much for your prayers and support. And now, here's Rick with a closing thought.
In Philippians chapter 4, the Bible says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. I think that's probably one of the most difficult verses in the Bible. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. You know, in life, you're always doing one of two things. You're either praying or you're panicking. You're either worrying or you're worshiping. So today, choose to pray instead of panic, and choose to worship instead of worry. And let the attitude of gratitude be not just for Thanksgiving Day, but for the rest of your life. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.